Good, welcome back, everybody. Okay, so it was upright, this is a presentation gun of Sukkot Hamur, but there's a lot of very, very interesting things, very beautiful things, so try to do it as best we can. So the Gemara says, Kupa Marab, Karen Ketchigana, Kashimike, now I take Shasa Mother to the Chaim and Rab, on the Kog Neva Vachaim, Chaim Akumarach Marachaim, the Gemara, after the Karen Ketchigana. So, we had already in Samach Dalar, the Limud, the Gemara had quoted this Limud of Rab, this Drosh of Rab, first is Chaim, Shtayim, Shalom, Gemara Darshan, Rab Darshan, Chaim, it's an extra word. So you achil the keren kein shigana. The keren you have to pay kein shigana. Whatever was worth at the time of the gneva, even though maybe later on by the mother b'din, keren was worth less or more. See later. But let's say simple case worth less later. So you have to pay the keren. Achil the keren kein shigana. You have to pay the keren. The keren's still here. If the gneva is still here, there's nothing to talk about. You give back the gneva. But the gneva is not here anymore, and you're paying for the gneva. You're paying for the chayfet. So you have to pay the keren. Point its value at the time of the Gneva, not its value at the time of the Amod HaBedin. And Kefal Dalet Hay is not the way. Kefal Dalet Hay, you have to pay Kishas Amod HaBedin. So Rashi over here says very little. Rashi Nafsa Machdalan with Beis. Rashi Achil Keren Ken Shigona. It's about 2/3 of the way down, maybe 3/4 of the way down. Achil Keren Ken Shigona. Rashi says, Lekamni Bishmaitzen. Limkona Behemo Behukhasho Ayuhuzlo. Stolo Behemo. And then in the course of time, it got worth less. Either because it went down and the market price went down, that's huzla, or because it was hukkosho, the behem itself became less valuable, because it got thinner or something, weaker. That's Rashi Shita, that the maskana, we'll see going forward in the sugya, that's not so poshut, that Rab's memory embraces the case of hukkosho. Totally had to learn the Gemara's later about malikot bekula, malikot bepalga, and so on. We'll see. But Rashi Shita is that even hukkasha, it's not only huzla, but even hukkasha also goes into the memory of Rab. Mishalim kishasa gneva, dechsiv chayim, chayil keren shul gneva, shiyei sholem. So Rashi presents the case that the behema became worth less. It was huzla or hukkasha. So this is also that the din of keren kein shigana is also in the game where the word became worth more. It was hukkah. Let's say when you sold it was worth 1 zuz, and then the market price went up, and now b'shas hamod b'din is worth 4 zuz. That's mevuah l'suya. That also goes into the memor of Rab. That also is called. You still say keren kein shigana. You only chayav 1 zuz. So Shai, why Rashi only set up the case? Why Rashi only said the case of hukkah shoy uslo? Why not the case of hukkah? Yeah, we'll think about it later. But kapodim, that's also worth flagging. Why did Rashi say the din of keren kein shigana? The din of keren kein shigana is mukhuk mimar. So they gave both in the case of hukkah and in the case of huzla. According to Rashi, it's also in the gay not only to hukkasha but also to nisfatma, who is nisfatma. Also has to do with the sugya later on. But according to Rashi, according to everybody, there's no difference hukkah or huzla, keren is kein shigana. Whether the market went up, the market went down, you pay keren kein shigana. According to Rashi's malach and the sugya, the same things by hukkasha and nisfatma. It doesn't matter whether it was hukkasha or nisfatma, so pay keren kein shigana. The male is a mokum eaten, and this Rashi, why did Rashi? Rashi is explaining the drasha. Why does he explain the drasha only in the case where it went down in value, not in the case where it went, not in the case where it went up in value? Maybe if in Pashut we could say that the lashon of the drasha is achil lekeren, achil lekeren. The lashon of Pashut sounds like it's saying a chumrah. Have to be mechayah the keren. You have to, even though the keren, maybe the behem is worth less now, but you have to be mechayah the way it was originally. So the lashon of the drush is mashma Torah is coming to tell me a chumrah. Even though now it's worth less, you have to pay more. Now, maybe mechal avak, maybe mechal zeh, you could also learn, but not more than kein shigana. Whereas, even though the grammar of the drush is achyeh ul keren, so the pasuk envisioning a case where it became worth less, and there is no, you have to mechayah the keren. You have to. Even though some of this value has been degraded over the course of time, it was hukkasha, it was huzla. So the Torah says, no, but you have to restore the lost value. Maybe we could also infer from there that mamela, but that's also a limit, but not more than that. So if it became worth more, So we don't have to pay more either, because the limit, what the Torah said, is achyeu l'keren kein shiganah, but not more than kein shiganah. Since the lashon of the drasha is achyeu, achyeu is mashma, that the Torah is telling me, you have to be meisif, you have to be mechai, you have to be meisif, more than you might, more than, you know, the emes is that it's true both ways, whether the thing went up in value, down in value, the Torah says you pay kein shiganah. But the lashon of the drasha is envisioning a case where it went down in value, and Hamad, the thing would be less. And the Torah says, no, you have to mechayit. You have to restore the lost. Haman now lost 50 pounds. You have to restore those 50 pounds. Again, if the payment is here, you don't. But if the payment is gone and you're paying for it, you don't pay for the dietetic behemoth. You pay for the real original fat behemoth. So that's the lashon of the drasha. Achyeu l'keren kein shiganah. You have to restore the 50 pounds that got missing. You have to restore the value that went missing. I mean, Mela, we could also infer from there, but that's all the Torah said you have to do. But let's say the thing of the behemoth got worth more, and then it died. So you don't have to pay for the extra 50 pounds, because the limit, all the Torah said was Achyeu Ken Shigana. The Torah didn't say Achyeu when it was Meisav after the Gemara. But Rashi is explaining just the lashon of the drasha. The lashon of the drasha. Rashi over here is not busy with the details of the halacha. Rashi is more busy and Tamach Dalet with the details of the pasuk. So the pasuk of Achyeu is telling me, even though it became worth less, but Achyeu, you have to restore the Ken Shigana. Yeah, who then? You don't have to pay more than that, because that's all the Torah said. Achyeu Ken Shigana. The Torah didn't say more than Ken Shigana. Anyway, at least that's Haskalah's door, maybe in the Rashi. But the key is there's a Nekudah here in Rashi that's worth noticing. Rashi describes the case where it fell in value, that case where it went up and down. So that's the member of Rashi. So the member of Rashi is two halves. There's the Karen half, and there's the Kefal and the Shasa Mother within half. There's the half of the half of Karen's case should go up. And then there's the half of Kefal and Dalvei are not case should go up. That's not so clear where Rav got that from. The drasha of Achyeu l'keren kein shiganah, that's talking about the keren. So it says in the drasha that you pay the keren kein shiganah. Where does it say the keifel and shasa mother b'din are any different? Rashi doesn't tell us. That means maybe a hezbo. We'll see. Let's see Tosis. Beginning with Tosis. Gufa merav keren kein shiganah. The baskalin mil samin and derav ayer lini yurku v'zulu. Yeah, that's the Tosis in Mahalath Lusay also. The Rav. Taisa Shita is that the Maskana Rav is not talking about Kushur and the spot. Okay, that's all ahead of us. Because Rav also, Rashi just saw a minute ago, Rav is talking about both Huzla or Hukushur. Taisa says, the Maskana Rav is only talking about Hukure Huzla, he's not talking about Hukushur or in the spot for that matter. If that has to do with the Sugi with the Hemshech Hasim. Dim time, effect Taisa. Umay Kamash Molo and Masnissani. The Mishnah is that it's telling me today that if it was Nishtane, that's the cases that the Mishnah elaborates, Tzemer Vosim Begodim, Eitzim Vosim Kalim, where you were claiming the Shinui, the guy that was claiming the Shinui, so then he keeps the Shinui, keeps the thing that was Nishtane, and he pays for the Kain Shigana. What's the yitur? So you see, that's a mission about shini kainer. What does that have to do with rap? I don't know what shini kainer. I'm talking about the dinner of yukur vizula. So Taisa says, but the Mishnah also includes, when it says it also includes the idea, not only the idea that shini is not kainer, but also not only the idea that shini kainer and you pay for the Kein Shigazal, but it also includes the idea that how do you evaluate the Gzeilu? It also goes into the meaning of the Mishnah. Kol HaGazlan Misham Kishas HaGzeilu means that the Shuma is Kishas HaGzeilu. How does Tosfos know? Kinemuch HaPosayif HaMafgid, means Gemara HaMafgid, Dachman Gimel. The Maisi La Yuka Vezula, where the Gemara over there is talking about the Halacha that the Shuma of a Gezel is Kein Shigana, the Arish of Yuka Vezula. And the Gemara quotes the Mishnah, Kedistan, Kol HaGazlan Misham Kishas HaGzeilu. So you have two Gemaras where the Gemara is talking about whatever the issues of those sugars are, it doesn't have to detain us. But the Gemara there is talking about comes across this halacha that when you steal something that was worth 4 zuz, and now it's only worth 1 zuz, then it got this, now it's not here anymore, but it went down in value, and then it disappeared. So then it got lost or whatever. So you pay four zuz. And the Gemara quotes the Mishnah. This nine, it doesn't quote Rav, quotes the Mishnah. This nine, kol hagazon, mishal mikshas gzeil. Apparently, the Mishnah has two meanings. It has the meaning of shinui, that the heichesh nishtane, like gozel leitzim vosan kalim, you pay for the original leitzim. But it also has the meaning that if you stole something and it was puzla, changed in value, now it's not here anymore, you pay the value what it was worth originally. So what's the chiddush of Rav? It's a Mishnah Mefereshes. The part that Rav said, Karen Kain Shagonov, that's Taka Mishnah. That's not included in Rav's man. That Rav didn't need to tell me. The Chiddush Rav is a Kefil Shasam Adavidim. The Kefil and Dalad Behei are different. They go for Shasam Adavidim. The Hod to come in my time of the Rav. Why doesn't Mercy say my time of the Rav? It should say my time, but it brings the Pasuk of Karen Kain Shagonov. Achil Karen Kain Shagonov, that's the Drosha for Karen Kain Shagonov. So that's not my time of the Rav. That should be like my time of the Masnisim, maybe. Or I should say in Agoizel, my time of the Masnisim. Achil Karen Kain Shagonov. It's not my time of the Rav. That's not Rav's contribution. Rav's contribution is the Kefil Dalad Behei part, and that doesn't say in the Pasuk. So what does it mean? My time of the Rav, Achil Karen Kain Shagonov. So Taisu says, after Shlomo Kefil Dalad Behei Kaboy, the Gemara means my time of the Rav about the Kefil Dalad Behei. What the Gemara means to say is, Achil Karen Kain Shagonov. Mashmalay, so the Gemara was mashmal to the Gemara that dafkal keren of leitash limidalad behe. That is that the drasha means not only the keren is kain shagana, but that the pasuk implies that only the keren is kain shagana. That the kefil of dalad behe are kishas hamoda, kishas hamoda b'di. We'll stop here in the Tosis. So it says in Tosis that first of all, Tosis says that as far as what's Rav telling me, Rav's telling me the din of kefil dalad behe. He's not telling me the din of keren. Keren is already a mishnah. Therefore, Tosfos learned the Gemara in my time of the Rav, that the Gemara is bringing the drasha, not to explain the Karen Kain Shagana, because that's not what Rav said. Rav wasn't talking. I mean, Rav talked about it, but that wasn't Hishtik Klara. That's already a Mishnah. But my time of the Rav is explaining the Dalad Behei part, the Kefil Dalad Behei part. And somehow it must be that says in Pasuk. It says in the Pasuk of Karen Kain Shagana, of Chaim, Achel Karen Kain Shagana, that Achei only to the Karen Kain Shagana. But the Kefil Dalad Behei is Kishas Hamad Bedin. Not so clear in Tosis. Where is it mashmal that way impossible? Maybe the Torah says Karen Kain Shagonov, and who had been careful the other day? So where is it saying impossible? Only the Karen's Kain Shagonov? It says Chaim Kain Shagonov. Not very, very awesome in Tosis. Where is the mashmal in impossible? The careful the other day are different. So Tosis is Sosin. The Rosh is Merav. Take a look at the Rosh. Then he gets involved with something. We'll leave that alone for a minute. Skip a few lines because I don't want to get involved with things that are later in the sugya. You have that? Six lines up down in Rosh. Elaki komarav ki goyin the mikvah shavit dalav v'hashtu shavit zuzu keren is kein shigona. Dr. Rosh, milsu de pshitu. The keren kein shigona part is a milsu de pshitu. Taisa said that it's a mishnah. That's Taisa mechiyach, that the keren kein shigona part is a mishnah. The Rosh says that it's more than a mishnah. It's a milsu de pshitu. It's a double poshut and soar. The ilu itfum in meila kochach mshalam dalav. If it broke by itself, again, the case of Rav is where it went down in value. That's what he said in those lines that we skipped. If it went up in value, it gets more complicated. Because if he broke it, then he has to pay else. But anyway, let's say a case where it went down in value. He stole it, it was worth four zuz, now it's worth one zuz, and Rav says he paid Karen Kain Shagonov, which is how much? Four zuz. Says the Rosh, stole a posh. The Bishas Shvira, of course you have to pay four zuz. The Bishas Shvira so lav midik ovid. Why should you pay? Why should you pay only one zuz? First of all, you didn't do anything when it broke. So why should you have a chiyuv of one zuz? Your chiyuv is for the gneiva. The gneiva is when it's worth four zuz. Ve'afilu itfer b'pshir. And even if the case is that it broke with the pshir, the gazan le'makabel of shmiroso, Yeshas zeilat hamachayim esvayim hishayta havishavid dalit. Got it. There was never a kabbal shmira. So what, why should he have? Why should his chiyuv be measured? In other words, when is he chayiv? When is the gan of chayiv? When is the chiyuv triggered? And with what is it triggered? It's not triggered when it breaks. When it broke, the gan didn't do anything. And even if he was pesheya, so what if he was pesheya? He's not a shomer b'chayiv. He was never a kabbal shmira. So the breaking is not the mechayiv. The breaking is not the shasa chiyuv. It's not the mechayiv. The mechayiv is the stealing. And when he stole it, it was worth four. And let's say he did break it via dayim, then it's ready. Then we could be mechayivim for the shvir because he broke it via dayim. He's a mazik maybe, or we had mechayivim success in the sivis. Maybe it's a face off in the gneva. But you'll still pay dalit. I feel like you still pay for it. Doesn't make sense if it broke by itself. You have to pay four, and if you broke it via dayim, you should only have to pay what? It's going to be chayiv niska. Things are going on in the Rosh that we have to see later on. I don't want to get bogged down in everything. But just flagging it. Basically, Rosh is making the argument. He says it's a svara that you have to pay kishas avnei, because that's the shah mechayevus. The ma'isa mechayev was the gneva. When it broke by itself, why did you call it? You weren't mekabel shmirah. You should be chayev for the breaking. So the ganav wasn't mekabel shmirah. So you're not mechayev for the breaking. Even if he was peshay, he wouldn't be mechayev for the breaking. Koshkin, he was ba'inus. He was never mekabel shmirah. Elamai, what's mechayev him the gneva? The shas the gneva was worth four. So at least he's chayev four. And even if he would do something b'shas the shvir that would be mechayev him, like he broke it via dayim, so then he did do something b'shas the shvir that could be mechayev him. Doesn't make sense to say, oh, so now he's only chayev one. If he didn't do anything and it broke, you'd be chayev four for the gneva. So if he broke it via dayim, so le'echayt in iska. I also want to flag something here in the Rosh. Sounds like in the Rosh, Kilo, there would be a mokum and svar to say if he broke it via dayim, he should be chayav less. But it can't be because lo yachayt niska. What does he mean lo yachayt niska? If the gneiv is mechayav four, then even if breaking it is a new ma'isa mazik, it's a new mechayav one zuz, but where'd the old chayav gneiv go? Once the Rosh is established that the gneiv is mechayav four zuz, even if it breaks by itself, the gneiv is mechayav four zuz, because the mesolid is worth four zuz, so for shteisach, even if he broke it later, so it has a new chayav mazik. But it doesn't take off the old chi of ganef. The Rosh is mashma, he has to draft the extra svara. We'll see later. Maybe something in that Rosh. But on kaponim, the Rosh tells me that it's not just a mishnah. Tais said it's a mishnah. The Rosh says it's svara pshuta that avada keren is kain shigana. Rosh is talking about a case where it went down in value. Maybe we should just dot all the I's. And what if it went up in value? What if when I stole it, it was worth one zuz, and then it went up to that, up to four? So I think we have to add. So it depends. If he broke it via dayim, then he's takachayev four. That's the hemshech hasugya. Tav v'shasi, you pay four. Because it's a new mechayev of tav v'shasi. So that's not even involved in Rav's member. That's like there's a new mechayev of tav v'shasi. And if it broke by itself, then it can't be the same argument of the Rosh, even though later on it was worth four. But the mechayev is when he stole it. When he stole it, it was only worth one. So anyway, basically, the basic argument of the Rosh is that when he stole it, it was only worth one. When he stole it, the main thing is when he stole it, that's the Shah, the Shah Mechayevus. The Shah's the breaking, lav midi called it. It broke by itself. And even if he broke it by a dime, le'echayt deniska. And if it was worth more, if it was worth more when he broke it, then you chayev for the forces, but Rav's not talking about that. So he goes on and he says, u'migdei v'chayem dorish. So what about the pasuk of neva v'chayev? So what's Rav's drasha? If it's a svar pshuta, then what's the drasha doing? Says the Rosh, u'migneva v'chayev dorish davke achi lekeren ken shagana. Okay, for dal v'hek shasem odeh v'din. The drasha is like Tosha said, the drasha is to tell me only keren, but not kefil dal v'hek. Kefil dal v'hek are different, and neka shasem odeh v'din. So when we're reading Tosha, so I asked, how does the Gemara know? Maybe the Torah says chayev, the keren's ken shagana, and kefil dal v'hek also ken shagana. So the Rosh addresses it. And he explains, because I don't need the pasuk to tell me that Karen is Ken Shagana. Because Karen Ken Shagana is already a svara. If Karen Ken Shagana is a svara, so why do I have to say it? Must be the Torah is coming to tell me only Karen is Ken Shagana, but careful, Dalmah is Shasam Adabidin. Then the Rosh has another thing, which we'll talk about later. But the svara, the svar, the Karen is chayiv b'shas nevo. Have a kefil dal hayin, mechayiv b'shas amod. The b'din be moedu miftach. Hayful Dal Behez is a knas. So it's a svar that should be told in Shas Amagda B'Din. Yeah, that needs a hesber. If it's a svar, why do you need a pasuk for that either? Okay, that's really Oif Chazayin Lamay. Akhapanim, it says in Rosh, L'chara, this is Pshat in Tosis as well, even though not all of this is spoken out in Tosis. But the Rosh is going, L'chara is an explanation of Tosis. That not only is it a Karen Ken Shigana for Mishnah Mufereshis, it's also a svar of Shuddah. And the mail of the pasuk of Karen Ken Shigana can't be Lugufe, because I don't need a pasuk of Lugufe. That Karen is Ken Shigana is a svar. It must be that the Torah is coming to tell me Libyuka. Only Karen is Ken Shigana. Hey, for Dal Gaze, Pshat Samad of Adin. That's the sheep that places in the Rosh. Karen Shigana is a svar. A, it's a svar. B, it's a Mishnah. Tosis is the part that it's a Mishnah. The Rosh is the part that it's a svar. The Chor Tosis means like the Rosh. How do I know? Maybe Tosis means it's a Mishnah, but it's not a svar. But then you have this problem. How do you know the Pasuk is only talking about Karen? If the Tosis is the Pasuk is Ludiyuka. How do you know the Pasuk is Ludiyuka? So you have to be mashing the Tosis, what it says in the Rosh. Because I don't need the Pasuk Lugufei. I only, so maybe the Pasuk must be coming Ludiyuka. Because it's Lugul Fei. So she decides it's on the Rosh. We'll say, find a more version of the Rosh. It's a Karen Kenshigana with the Sfar. The Pasuk's coming with the Yuka. That it's the Tefal Dalvei are not Kenshigana. Tefal Dalvei are Shasam Adar B'din. The Sfar is that everything should be Kenshigana. Just ask the Shah Mechayamas. The Ma'i said this is not the Shita Rashi. First of all, we saw already the Rashi's Hamachdalah. Rashi's Hamachdalah says the drosha of Karen Ken Shigonav is for the Karen. That says Mashman Rashi. Achle Karen Ken Shigonav. Look how many bishmites and dimgonavim will show you also. Shalom Shasak Neva. Dichsiv Chayim. Achir the Karen Shulgeva. Shei Shalom. Vada the Mashmois and Rashi is that the posuk is the. I need the posuk to tell me Karen Ken Shigonav. Rashi doesn't even mention Kabel Dalve. And the more in the words Hamachdalah is explaining why do we need the posuk of Chayim. So Rashi, all Rashi talks about is Karen. He doesn't even talk about Tefal Dalvei. Because the Pasuk Trat in Drosha, Karen Ken Shiganov, is telling me, Chaim is telling me, Karen Ken Shiganov. Shmashma and Rashi, that you need a Pasuk for Karen Ken Shiganov. Moreover, Rashi and Samachayim Beis, moreover, they've had Tony Rav Chanina L'Suyul Rav. Rav Chanina brought a raya from a raya to Rav. So we're not going to go down to the raya. But all I want is just the Rashi. Rashi says, the Rashi is the Dibur Maskel, the Kfeilu Zuzah, the Chumshu Zuzah. Sechid Vorim Rashi says, V'hainu K'Rav, this is a Hechocha to Rav, V'ilav Keren Ken Shigonav, L'Avei Zuzah Chaylish, V'Kefil Ken Shigonav, Havei Dalit, El Shrami No K'Rav. We're in Rashi that the Gemara is bringing a raya to both sides of the equation. That Karen, to both sides of the member of Rav. We're bringing a raya that Karen is Ken Shiganov, and we're bringing a raya that Karen is Dalvei is Kshasa Mod Avedin. But the raya where it says that you could have a case where the chaymish of the Karen is the same amount as the kefil. So how could the chaymish of the Karen be the same amount as the kefil? Chaymish is a quarter, and kefil is double. How could a quarter of the Karen be the same as double the Karen? I mean, the same as the kefil. So the case must be that it was Mekorah Shavidalit and Seif was Shavazuz. So the Karen is four male, the Chaimish is one, and the Kefil is one because that's what's worth Shasamah Devidin. So it's a right to both sides of Rav. It's a right that Karen is Ken Shigana, that's how the Chaimish comes out to one Zuz, and it's a right that Kefil is Shasamah Devidin, that's how the Kefil comes out to be one Zuz too. So we're clearly in Rashi that you need, that Rav is telling me Chutuchidush. It's not like Tosis. Tosis holds Karen Ken Shigana is not Rav, it's a Mishnah. Rise only to the, we only need rise, we're bringing rise to Rav, we're bringing rise to the Kefil part of Rav. The Karen doesn't need rise, Rav doesn't need any rise for the Karen, it's a Mishnah. So Mubu and Rashi, two things. That both things, Mubu and Rashi, A, that it's not a Mishnah. It's a Chiddush of Rav, Karen Kishnah is a Chiddush of Rav. And B, that it's not a Sor, it suggests a Kos. Two Rashi's. The Rashi in Samachay is Mubu that Karen Kishnah is a Chiddush of Rav, it's not included in the Mishnah. And the Rashi and Samachdalad is Mavur, that it needs a Pasuk. Two separate things in Rashi. Two separate things. A, it's not, it's. Let me. Right. From Rashi and Samachdalad, from Rashi and Samachayim Levez, I see that Rav's Chiddush includes Karen Ken Shigana. That's a Chiddush of Rav. It's not a Mishnah, it's a Chiddush of Rav. And Now, I still don't know how Rav knows it. Maybe he knows it from the Sfar. But Rashi and Samach Dala tells me it's that this Chiddush of Rav, the Karen's Ken Shiganov, is learned out from Chayim, from Achayim, the Karen's Ken Shiganov. It's exactly the Kosov. It's not like Tosus that it's a Mishnah, and not like the Rosh that it's who says that it's a Sfar of Shita. For Rashi, we have to deal with Tosus' rights. First of all, we'll do that separately. First of all, how can Rashi say it's a Kiddush Rav? Kiddush brought Rai is that it's a Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Kalok as well, Mishalim, Kshas, Gzela, and Kiddush brought Gerard, Gemara, Psochem, and the Gemara in Bam Metzia, that the Gemara quotes that Mishnah, Le'inyin, Yukur, Vizulatu. So it's a Mishnah, so what's the Kiddush Rav? Karen, Kedush, God. What's Rashi going to do with that? Could say maybe very from Poshut that like this the Mishnah itself, Tosfos himself said the Mishnah itself. If I didn't have the Gemara himself, if I didn't have the Gemara of Amitzir, I only had the Mishnah Kolok as Malim Ksham Kshasik Zay. I would say the Mishnah talking about Shimur. I'm talking about Yukur Vizulim. The Mishnah talking about Kalim, Eitzim Vosam Kalim. Cases where Shimur and Shimur is Kaina, and it's telling me that if you steal Eitzim and you make them into Kalim, you don't have to give back the Kalim. You pay for the Eitzim. You steal Tzemer, you make it into Begodim, you don't have to give back the Begodim at all. You just pay for the Tzemer. And it's not talking about Yukur Vizula and how you make the Oymid and so on. The Mishnah's not talking about that. That's Rav's Chiddush. I think the Gemara says that you pay Kolagas, when the Gemara talks about the Gemara Pesachim and the Gemara Mitzvah, when it's talking about Yukur Vizula, that you stole something that was worth 4 Zuz and now it's only worth 1 Zuz and you have to pay 4 Zuz because Kolagas not Mishnah, and it quotes the Mishnah. So we'll say, yeah, after the memory of Rav, that Karen is Ken Shigonav, so now we read that back into the Mishnah too. But without Rav, I wouldn't say that that's Rav in the Mishnah. Now it becomes after Rav, so now it becomes Pshat in the Mishnah. So therefore, the Gemara already quotes it not B'Shem Rav, the Gemara quotes it B'Shem the Mishnah. Yeah, maybe that would be simple. Maybe that's an Eisa for Rashi. But it could be we don't need it, because if you look in the Gemara Pesachim over there, the Gemara that Rashi quoted, that place is quoted Lamed Beis, Pesachim Lamed Beis, where the Gemara quotes the Mishnah, Kol Hagazlanu Misham Kshasik Zeila. So Rashi over there, B'Seichas Baram says, how do you know that Kol Hagazlanu Misham Kshasik Zeila? Rashi brings a pasuk. That's fine. That's good. That's Rashi Shitasa. He needs a pasuk. Not as far. It's a pasuk. But he brings the chayyim the wrong pasuk. Rashi says, "How do you call it as long as Misham and Shas Exela? That you pay 4 zuz. It was worth 4 zuz when you stole it, even though now it's only worth 1. And the Exela is gone. You have to pay 4 zuz." So Rashi says, "Because it says in pasuk, Veheishiv is Exela Shegozel Kein Shegozel." Kilu with this. Rashi has a new zera pasuk. Then the pasuk. The Gemara quotes Veheishiv is Exela Kein Shegozel for the new Shini Kainim. Rashi says the same. You can make a similar drasha. Veishiv is Exela Shegozel Kein Shegozel. You have to pay 4 zuz on that one. If it was worth 4 when you stole it, you have to pay Kein Shegozel. Kein Shegozel. It's the wrong drasha. Our Gemara learns it from Chayim Shayim Misham. Achila Kein Kein Shegozel. Why is Rashi bringing the pasuk Veheishiv is Exela? Should they have to say that Rashi holds Chad B'Gzela V'Chad B'Gneb? You can't necessarily learn how to be Negev from being Exela or vice versa. And the Chayim point out that Matzino Kayesibai, we find already in Rishayim such a thing. Rashi himself, a Moshul, and Daf. Dalin Leveis, and not Dalin Leveis. Rashi himself, and Daf. Hey, Yamad Aleph. Hey, Yamad Aleph. When the Gemara talks about Meitav, that's more of a Takas Nesina Yishalam Kesef. The Gemara has a Gzer Shava. All the various cases in Torah where we have to pay, when you have to pay, you have to pay with Meitav Sadeo. So Rashi goes to the Droshes. What's this? The Gemara gives it a short end for this complicated Gzer Shava all over the Torah. Takas Nesina Yishalam Kesef. The Seichad Varam Rashi says there's a Gzer Shalom for Gneva that you have to pay Meitav, and there's a Gzer Shalom for Gneva that you have to pay Meitav. Apparently, you can't learn that one from the other. The Chayim points with Taisus Nachid Halfol, so you're Aleph and Aleph. The Taisus is Lagavid Halacha that by Gneva and Zelo you can't pay Subin, even if paying Metal, Whereas other things you could pay, a mazik could pay suvin. Doesn't have to pay kesef, doesn't have to pay cash or karka of metav. He could pay metaltalin, any kind of metaltalin that he wants. He could pay with the widgets or something. And the Tosfos about neva and gzeil is not that. You have to pay either cash or karka, metav. So Tosfos has a pasuk for gneva and a pasuk for gzeil. It brings a Yerushalmi. If there's one pasuk for gneva, for gzeil, and the Yerushalmi says, fine, that's gzeil, but how do I know the same thing's true for gneva? Brings another pasuk for gneva. So, but sinu, that we don't necessarily extrapolate from gneva to gzeila, or from gzeila to gneva. So, kayotzpe, we can say in Rashi, that Rashi holds that keren is taki gzeres hakosel. Taki gzeres hakosel, and I need a separate gzeres hakosel for gneva, and a separate gzeres hakosel for gzeila. So Mela goes to what's the chiddush of Rabbis in Mishnah? Yeah, Rabbis in Mishnah. Kol goes on a mishalim k'shas gzeila, but it's a Mishnah by gzeila. It's not a Mishnah by gneva. Rabbis mechayus said the same thing is true by gneva. By gneva also karen kain shigana. Without Rabbi, I would have said maybe by gzeila it's kain shigana, but maybe by gneva it's k'shas amad of a din for some reason. Hard to understand, but apparently we find that. So what's that in Tosis? Tosis did ask it for a kasha. But Tosis kasha to Mishnah. So Mishnah by Gzeila, it's not a Mishnah by Gneva. And Tosis from Nafir Aleph also has this concept that you need one pasuk by Gneva, another pasuk by Gzeila. But what does Tosis want from the Gemara, from Tzachim, from Tzira? That's a Mishnah for Reshes. Yeah, it's a Mishnah for Reshes by Gzeila. Kol HaGazlonim. We were talking about Ganlovim. So what does Tosis want? As possible. Taisha didn't have this Xeris Akosa that Rashi made up. That the Kain Shagazel, that you take Kain Shagazel. Taisha didn't have such a Xeris Akosa. So if the Mishnah says, if the Gemara says that it's a Mishnah that Kola Gazodim Misham Kshas Xelu, where does it say it in the Mishnah? Where did the Mishnah know it from? Either because we're not Machalatim Gnevim Xelu. Or because it's a svara, maybe it's a svara that Tosha goes, like the Rosh. Anyway, Tosha holds like the Rosh, probably that it's a svara. So Tosha holds. Akapod, if it's a svara, then it's a svara by Gneva and Gzeila equal. So it's a Mishnah of Bereshis. That means svara, Karen is Kain Shigazel. If means svara, Karen is Kain Shigazel. Because Tosha doesn't have a Gzeres HaKosel for it. Rashi made up a new Gzeres HaKosel. Tosha doesn't have it. So Tosha holds. It says in the Mishnah that Gzeila is Kain Shigazel. Mustam is a svara. So if it's a svara by, if it's a Mishnah, if the Mishnah says it by Gzeila, means svara, then I don't need Rav to tell me that the same sort of applies to Gneva. In Svar, there's no Mokum L'chav. It's just a Kosov, there's no Mokum L'chav. Yeah.
Could it be, they quoted from Tanarabana,
yeah, but there's by Shimu, I'm actually going to make it up out of whole cloth. There's a Kosov, Kain Shagazov, who tells me that you're kind of a Shimu, that if you take Semer and you turn it into a sweater, so you don't have to give back the sweater, you have to just pay for the Semer. That's the Gemara, that's the Heshiva Sexela that we're familiar with. Rashi took out from there, it's a new Zeres HaKosov. I mean, it's the same words. But Rashi took out, it's a new concept, that if you stole something that was worth 4 zuz, and then it broke by itself, and when it broke was only worth 1 zuz, you evaluated Kein Shagosel and not what it was worth B'Shas HaShvir, which is the Din of Rav. But Rashi has a posik for it by Gzeila as well. That's a new sense of Kein Shagosel, that's a new use of the Zeres HaKosov of the Heshiva Sexela Shagosel, because it doesn't have it. But the deeper question is, fine, so we understand why, according to Rashi, Tosfos claims it's a Mishnah. Rashi apparently doesn't think that it's a Mishnah. So either because Rashi holds, again, we have two Mahalchim to deal with that, right? As I said. Either Rashi learns, if I only had the Mishnah, I would say it only means Shinui. It only means a Shinui Kaina. Now that I have Rav, so I read Rav back into the Mishnah, very compulsive. Or that it's a Mishnah, but it's a Mishnah Gabi Gzela. Rav is Mechayrus, it's true by Gneva as well. And Rashi should tell you that there's a Pasuk for Gzela and there's another Pasuk for Gneva. That's issue number one. But then the other issue is that we have this other Machlekes between Rashi on the one hand and Tosis and the Rosh on the other, which is the Din of Karen Kain Shagana of a Svara or does it need a Pasuk? The Rosh says it's a Svara because that's the Shah Mechayrus. Why should you pay Kshas Amod Abedin? Why should you pay later? Why should you pay what it was worth later? Later, Lav Midi Kovid. The Mechayev is when he stole it. That was the Shah Mechayevus. When did he become chayev to pay? When he sold it, he became chayev to pay. When he stole it was worth 4 zuz. Why should I think he only has to take Shas HaMod Abedin? That's the Rosh. Presumably Tosus also. And the Rashi holds, no, I need a pasuk for it. Without the pasuk, I wouldn't know the Keren is Gen Shigon. What's that all about? That's already we feel that's a deeper issue. But then the Kudus HaMachaykus here between Rashi on the one end and Tosus on the Rosh on the other. L'chayin Sfar, the Rosh is right. This also in the Kudda that needs a beer in Rashi. So now we're not even so sure what to do with, which is that according to Rashi, that Keren Ken Shiganov is a puzzle. So how do we know that Kefal and Shad and Kefal and Dalav Hayek Shas and Mother Bedin? The Rosh explained that it's a diuk, it's a yitur. I don't need the pasuk for Keren Ken Shiganov. So it's meyuta to tell me that Kefal and Dalav Hayek are different. According to Rashi, that Keren Ken Shiganov is a chiddush, it needs a pasuk. So we're just saying pasuk that Kefal Shas and Mother Bedin are not Ken Shiganov. Maybe they're also Ken Shiganov. Maybe Chaim tells me that Keren Ken Shiganov and Kefal Dalav Hayek also Ken Shiganov. Unless we'll say in Rashi that maybe he only sent us. Since Rashi also needs a pasuk for Keren Ken Shiganov, like studies apparently in Svar would be Shas and Mother Bedin, so Kefal and Dalav Hayek goes with the Svar. Doesn't say anywhere in Rashi that the din of Kefil and Dalav Hayek Shas and Mother Bedin is exactly the cost. Maybe Rashi holds, forget the Shitosim. The Rosh who holds that Keren Ken Shiganov is a Svara, so it must be the Pasuk is telling me, oh, but the Kefil Dalav, only Keren, but Kefil Dalav Hayek Shas and Mother Bedin, and that's the Chiddush. And maybe in Rashi is punkt forget. The Svara is that everything should be Shas and Mother Bedin. The Pasuk tells me that Keren is different, Keren is Ken Shiganov. But Kefil and Shas and Kefil and Dalav Hayek, there's no Pasuk. The Pasuk is talking about Keren. Kefal Dalav Hayek remain like the Svar, the Shas HaMod Abedin. I'm not sure that that's true. Maybe Rashi holds also that somehow there's a deal here that Kefal Dalav Hayek are different. It's hard to know why it's Maduyik that way. I don't know. It's not 100% clear to me. It will be very geschmack in the Cheshvan so far to say that again, like I said, that according to Tosfos and the Rosh, the chiddush is that kefal dalav hayek shas hamod abedin, and that's the pasuk. Keren ken shiganov is a svara, and according to Rashi, the mirror image. The chiddush is that Keren is ken shiganov. The svara is that kefal dalav hayek shas hamod abedin. But I'm not sure. I'm not sure if that's going to remain true. A lot will have to depend on what's the svara, what's Rashi's svara that Keren without the pasuk should have been shas hamod abedin. We have to work that through. So let's think about, that's maybe the easiest part point to address. Why, according to Rashi, what's in the Kudus HaMachalikas between Rashi and the Rosh? That the Rosh says Keren Ken Shiganov is a Svara, and Rashi apparently holds Keren Ken Shiganov needs a Pasuk. Without this Pasuk, I wouldn't know that Keren is Ken Shiganov. The Rosh Lachar is a very good Svara. He says the Machayiv is the Gneva. Shas, the Shvira Lav Midi Kovid. He didn't do anything with the Kovid. What's Machayiv is the Gneva. So the Shas Gneva, you wonder how much was the Gneva Mechayiv when he stole the Gneva and it was worth 4 zuz. Later on, it broke, it was worth 1 zuz. How much is he chayiv to pay? Says the Rosh, and Svar about it 4 zuz? Because that's what it was worth when he stole it. So the stealing it, the Maisa Gneva, was Mechayivim Tashlumin of 4 zuz. Like if you break something. Let's say you break a window and it's worth 100 zuz. And then, the window's not here anymore, but now the prices go down and a window today you could get for 50 zuz. Why do you pay 100 zuz? The Mechayiv was a Shvir. The Shvir was Mechayiv you 100 zuz. You know, it doesn't go down a value later. That's the Rosh's plan. So I want to suggest two possibilities. One is simpler, the other one is, I think, a little bit, goes more deeper. The Torah says that when you steal something, you have to pay, you have to give it back. That's by Zelo. Like Nebet says, let's talk about gzeila to begin with. It says in Torah, "Heishev es gzeila shegasol." You steal something, you have to give it back. Where does it say in Torah that if you steal something and later it broke by itself, you have to pay for it? Heard the words of heishev just mean you have to give it back. Fine, I have to give it back. If it's here, I have to give it back. Like hashavas avedim. Like Torah says, you have to give back an avedim too. But if it broke by itself, by inus, you don't have to pay for it. But what do you say more than that by example? The Heshev is like, let's just go. Fine, I have to give it back if it's here. But if it wasn't there, so why do I have to pay for it? Well, what is the same Torah they have to pay for? So Rav Chaim in Sefer, it's the Rav Chaim by Harishal Chaluch Anachah that we talked about at the beginning of the Torah, about Avodah and Beskino and so on. But Seichad Varim, Rav Chaim brings the Torah's Kainim. The Torah's Kainim says, it's the Torah's Kainim, the end of the year, the Torah's Kainim learns it out from the din, from the Pasuk of Vishilin, that it says by Kaifer B'Bikon. Vishilin Maisa V'Roishi, V'Chamishisa Yoshe Solov, so it says Vishilin, Vishilin Maisa V'Roishi, and the Torah's Kainim learns out from there that it's that in general, by Exela, if it's gone, you have to pay for it. Chaim learns that it's like two dinim. There's one din that you have of Hashavas Hagzeilah, the end, and then there's another din, another parsha in Torah of Vishilin, that besides the din of Hashavas Hagzeilah, the end, there's a parsha of Tashlumim. And there's a lot of raid along those lines that these are two different chiyuv. There's a chiyuv Hashava, Hagzeilah's the end, and then there's a chiyuv Tashlumim when the Hagzeilah is not the end. And presumably Gneiva will have the same structure. I mean, Gneiva presumably has the same. He's a pesukim by Gzeila, but presumably Gneiva also will have the same structure. The Chiv Hashava if it's Be'en, but if it's not Be'en, then there's a different Chiv, a Chiv Tashlumim. In other words, there's a school of thought that these are two different Chiv. The Chiv Hashava, and then the Chiv Tashlumim. If it's Be'en, you have a Chiv Hashava, then you don't have a Chiv Tashlumim. If it's not Be'en, then the other Chiv kicks in, the Chiv Tashlumim. However, they point out that Rashi in the Dalai Lama Beis says that the Chiyuv Tashlumin is learned out from Veheshev. Chiyuv Tashlumin is included in Veheshev. When the Gemara talks about Chavdala Ovis Nezikin and a Gneiv and Gzela are one of the Ovis Nezikin, so it means if you steal something and it breaks, you have to pay for it because Gneiv and Gzela are Ovis Nezikin. So Rashi brings the pasuk, Veheshev is Gzela Shigazal, and it says in that pasuk that you have to pay, that if you steal something, you have to pay for it. So I don't think it means Rashi has to chaluk on the Teres Kainim. Teres Kainim says, if I didn't have the Shilim, I would have thought maybe the Veheshev is taka only if it's bad. But now that it says Veshilim, so now I understand that that's the din of Veheshev. The Shilim is Megala, that the Heshev includes the Chiyuv Tashlumin. No, it's Lechur, it says in Rashi and Abdallah, that the Chiyuv Tashlumin and the Chiyuv Hashavos Be'en, Hashavos Hagzeilah when it's Be'en, are not two different parshas. Tashlumin is a way to be Mekayim Beheshev. The Torah says you have to give the Chayfetz back. If it's around, if it's not around, you give it back, but you're paying back the Dom. Demis is a Rosh in the first parak, in Simon Yudal. The Rosh has a lotion that when a ganav pays back ganav gazan, here it's interchangeable. When a gazan pays money, kaif is gone, the grave is gone, but you pay for it. So the lotion of the Rosh is he pays for it so that the guy could buy another one. There you certainly see that this idea. It's a sama chiyuv tashlumin that has nothing to do with hashava. The chiyuv tashlumin is that with the tashlumin he can now go and buy another, and now it's a way to mekayim the heishev v'sagzeila. I can't give you back I stole your whatever it is. I can't give back you the chayfetz itself, so I'll give you money. Go buy a new chayfetz. So it's a way to be meishev the chayfetz even though the chayfetz is gone. Oh, so now perhaps we can say Rashi like this, that since if the chayfetz was be'en, let's say I stole a chayfetz and it was worth 4 zuz, and now it's huzal, prices went down, and it's only worth 1 zuz. If I give it back be'en, so I'm finished. I'm off the hook. I gave back the chayfetz be'en. I when I sold it was worth 4 zuz, and now it's only worth 1 zuz. What does it matter? I'm doing the heishev sagzela shigazal. It doesn't matter how much it's worth. That's the heishev sagzela shigazal. So Rashi holds, perhaps, that in svar I would say that since Tashlumin is just a way to be Mekayim Beheshev, and Beheshev, by definition, when it's Be'en, is the you when you give the chayvitz back be'en, by definition you're giving it back the way it's worth now. Not the word hilk hashvuos, it's the same chayvitz, just the prices went down. So I give it back and the pricing went down, and it's still called the hashavas be'en. So maybe Rashi holds that if I'm paying for it in svara, I only have to pay for what it would be worth if it was be'en. And if it was ben, it would only be with one zuz, so I only have to pay one zuz. And befrat, according to the Rosh, is chesofa, that the whole purpose of tashlum is you go and buy another one. So how much is it going to cost them to buy another one? The value now or the value or the original value? The value now. Now it's only with one zuz. If I gave it back, then it would be enough that it's worth one. It would be worth one zuz. The replacement value is only one zuz. So I only have to pay. Why should I even swear? I was saying, I only have to pay one zuz with the one zuz. I'm a kayim. If I gave it back, then it would only be worth one zuz. Now I gave you back one zuz. That's good enough. Now you can go buy another one. That's my hashava. Who cares what it's worth originally? If the shiling was some kind of separate pasha, like if chayim was, it's a separate pasha. So it's not a hashava. It's a chiyuv tashlumin. Of course, if the chayv is ben, you don't have to pay, you don't have tashlumin. But the chayv is not ben, you have a chayv tashlumin. The chayv tashlumin is what it was, is that it was the maisag neva. The maisag neva was mechayv me for zuz. So why should that change later? But how yoyis it's meduyik in Rashi that the din of the din of tashlumin is just a way to be mechayv the heshiv. So in Svara would say that it should be measured by what would the chayv, the value of the chayv be if I was being mechayv the heshiv literally. It would be kshasam od evidin. So mele tashlumin, that's the same thing. And that's in the case of Huzal, and even in the case of Hukash, where the thing got thinner, but it's the same thing. Because if I gave the chayfetz back thinner, I would be able to say Harei Shecholof Anecha. Again, presumably it wasn't a shini or anything. So I would say Harei Shecholof Anecha, that's for sure. If it was Hukash Meilu, I could say Harei Shecholof Anecha. Well, no, that's a poshut. If that's a poshut, if it's hukash akzeri shachol fanach, that avodim v'skinu only because avodim are not nigzal. Without the avodim not being nigzal, you would not be able to say yahari shachol fanach by avodim v'skinu. But that's only that could be that's only after the poshut of kain shegozal. Now the Torah said kain shegozal, you have a chiyuv tashlumin kain shegozal. So mainly, even if the thing got hukash, you have to make up the value. But if not for the poshut, I would say I stole a behemoth, now it's thinner, I gave it back. So I can give it back kuchesh. And if I'm paying for it, I'll pay back the value of a behemoth kuchesh. So in svar, that's how it would be. So I need a pasuk to tell me that's not the way. And that's taka chidushin. The pasuk tells me that when I pay, and now you have to know what's the getter of the pasuk. Like, what is the getter ador? But upon him, the point that I want to bring out is, never mind the hukush. The hukush is a complication. We have to think it through simply. But let's just say by a simple case of huzah. Let's say by halach and rashi, that the reason why in svara, if the rosh's taina is, why should I pay four zuz? When I stole it, the mechayev is when I stole it. Like you break a window. When you break a window, it's worth four zuz, and you have to pay four zuz. Who cares what windows cost now? I want to know what was the window worth when I broke it. That's the mechayev. But rashi maybe would hold, that's the rosh's taina. Maybe rashi holds, that since the whole purpose of tashlumin is to the tashlumin is a way to be mekayim of veheshiv, the real chiyuv is veheshiv. Even if it says veshilim is to gili milson veheshiv, the real din is veheshiv to give the chayfetz back be'en. If the chayfetz is not here be'en, then I pay you money to buy another chayfetz. to buy another. So if the chayfus was banned, I would give it back the way it is now, the way it's worth now, one zuz. Because price now the price in the market is it's only with one zuz. So even if I pay, I have to pay you. Say by from Pasha with the Russian in the first pair. I have to pay you to buy another one. To buy another one is what it's worth now. Even without that knesh of buying another one. Since the fundamental chiv is to give back the Be'en, and the Be'en now would be worth only one zuz. Send the Tashlumen, which is bemokum the Be'en, because like Mali Hey Mali Demayim, this is the way to give back the Be'en. If it's a way to give back the Be'en, then it's measured in what the Be'en will be worth now. The Be'en now would be worth Shasa Mother B'din. Hey, best of Shadon the Rashi. Damn, it's the mokum in the Rosh. The Rosh himself says in the first parak that the whole purpose of Tashlumi should go out and buy another one. So why is the Rosh over here saying it's a svar pshuta the Karen is Ken Shigana? Because the Mishai, the Machai was Ken Shigana, who can later on is Lab Midi Gavit. Yeah, the Machai is Ken Shigana, but the whole purpose of Tashlumi is to go out and buy another one. To buy another one now costs Kishasa Mada Vidin. You have to say in the Rosh, but since the Machai was when I stole it, so therefore I become Chayiv what it would cost to buy another one when I stole it. You know the chayfus hung around for a while, though. Well, the chayfus didn't break maybe till 6 months later, and then it was worth only one zuz. But the chiyuv to pay, if it's ben, I'll give it back ben. But if it's not ben, and I have to pay, so that's a chiyuv tashlum, even if it's a chiyuv to buy another one. But I became chayiv the minute that I stole it. The minute that I stole it, I became chayiv, if it won't be ben, to pay to buy another one. And at that moment, buying another one would have cost four zuz, so it doesn't fluctuate later. Now I became chayiv. If the chayiv is ben, I'm off the hook. But if the chayiv is not ben, then retroactively the gneva was behind me forces keng shigazal. And maybe when, and this is the good Rashi's chayiv. The svar is that shirik shasam al davidin. Shteitin posik not the way. Achiyel l'teren keng shigazal. That you have to pay the. And I don't. You need a maybe understanding. What's the content of the exact cost? The svar sounds very good. Like what's the posik telling the other ones? The kaponim. Maybe that's the way to understand the Rashi. Clearly, there's another way to understand the Rashi. And here we're going to get mamish into the thickness of the Oiviyah Sugya, the Oiviyah Kaya. This is more Sanhedrin. Sanhedrin Ayin Beis. Those who hear Sanhedrin's mind, anybody who's here Sanhedrin's mind? Some guys we hear Sanhedrin's mind, no. The veterans. Very, very important Gemara. It's Negeh to Asugya a few times now, so. I don't look at that Gemara. Anyways, important vision. It says like this. The Mishnah says that above Machteres, and he broke Kalim while he was in the Machteres, so he's Potter because Kimli Bravido. Since he's Chayim Misal Sreidev, we have this concept. It's Chayim Misal Sreidev, so maybe he's Potter from the Kalim. So the Gemara has Machlekes Rabban Rabba. What if the chayfetz didn't break it? The chayfetz is still here. While he was in the machteres, he picked up a chavis, the case over there is, and he carried it off. Now he has his barrel of wine. This is his trophy from being above the machteres. He has his barrel of this valuable barrel. Does he have to give it back? So Rav says that he's spot kimle drami. So it's Mavu in the Gemara. Why does Rav say the thing is Be'en? What does that do? You put it from Tashlumen. Kim Ramani patches you from Tashlumen. Here you have the Chayfetz Be'en. The Chavis is Be'en. It's not your Chavis. So give it back. What does that do with Kim Ramani? So the Gemara says that Rav's argument is that you see a Ganav is Chayav and Ainsun. Why is a guy Chayav and Ainsun? Midikovid. He didn't do anything, Bishas the Oinus, that should be Mechayim. So why is a guy of Chayim? Why is a guy of Chayim to pay for an Oinus? If the Bayam is Chavis and sitting by him, even if he would be Shomer, he'd be part of Oinusin. So why is a guy to pay for Oinusin? Must be, said Rav. That's the way Poshim's happening more anyway. Rav says, must be, that the way Gneva works, what's the logic? Tavis is a guy who steals something, okay, you understand, he has to give it back because it belongs to the Bialim pastor, so he has to give it back. But if he was watching it, now he's watching it for the Bialim, and then it was Neda. So this is a Chamon HaPatri, why does he have to pay for it? Says Rav, it must be that that's actually not the way it works. The way it works is that when you steal a chayfis, you're immediately claiming the chayfis. But you have to pay for it. So why do you have to give it back if it's bent? Just pay for it. Like, why can't you say, okay, I stole your, go into somebody's house, steal his computer, and I'll pay for it. I said, no, I want my computer back. So why do you have to say, no, I was claiming it, I'll pay for it. So the Chayim speak out, even though the Gemara doesn't Rashi over there, and the Gemara doesn't speak this out for Perish, but that's like a Tanai in the Tashlumin. The Torah said you have to pay for it. And the Torah says, you know why you have to pay for it? You have to pay for it if the computer's around with the computer itself. Like I forget who says it's like meta. The Torah can say conditions and how you have to pay. So the first condition by a ganav is that he has to pay, that the thing that he has to use to pay, the currency that he has to use to pay, is the chayfetz itself, if it's available. And if it's not available, he has to pay dom. So maybe it doesn't matter if it was nenas, not nenas. It's like, you know, if you bought something, you have to pay for it. You can't say, well, I bought it and then it was nenas. No, I went to the store, I bought a suit, and now I'm coming back the next day to pay for it, and meanwhile the suit was struck by lightning. I still have to pay for it. Don't throw anything. The thing that was nenas in my chum, it's my suit. So it was nenas. That's my problem, that my suit was nenas. I still have to pay. So Rav thinks that's how every gneva works. You steal something, you're immediately claiming it 100%. You have to pay for it. If the suit is still around, you have to pay for it with the suit itself, but it's b'torish tashlumim. And if it's not around, you pay money. So the giving the suit back, even if it's around, is b'torish tashlumim. If it's b'torish tashlumim, then kim l'drabim le'pachas. That's the sheet of Rav. And Rav says, v'lohi is not true. A ganav is not kind of the thing that he stole. When he gives it back, he's giving it back, not b'torish tashlumim. It's not his. It belongs to the Bialim. If it belongs to the Bialim, so why do you have to pay? Why do you have to pay for einsin? Shaim is not chayav for einsin. Says Rav, midi dahavi ashayel. The shayel also doesn't belong to him. You borrow something, doesn't belong to you. Nonetheless, you chayav for einsin. A shayel, so you see, you can have something that doesn't belong to you, and you chayav in einsin. So that also doesn't belong to you, doesn't belong to the ganav, and he still has to pay for einsin. Midi dahavi ashayel. So, but it's not his. The Mela, there's no Kimli Drabne. Giving the Chayfetz back, Ben, is not Kimli Drabne. That's a Shavas Ben, Kimli Drabne is on Tashlumen. But Hashavas Agneva Ben, that's not Tashlumen. That's his, it's the Bialim's Chayfetz. The Kimli Drabne doesn't make him money. That's the basic sum. Rashi over there is interesting in itself. Rashi over there is, why is the Ganav like a Shail? Like Mechatesa, maybe Ganav should be like a Shemachinu. Like who says, Mechatesa Ganav has Chiva Shail? That Rashi would say, yeah, that suggests the cost of the Shilim. The Torah said that the Ganav has to pay even for Einsim. Rashi says, no. Rashi says, Ganav is like a Shail because Kolan Oshalai. The Gemara says, we see the why was there Machmir by a Shail that he's hiding even Einsim, Hail the Kolan Oshalai. So Ganav is also Kolan Oshalai. All the benefits for the Ganav. The Bible has nothing from this arrangement. So it's Kolan Oshalai. So Kolan Oshalai is like a Shail, it's Chayv and Einsim. So it says in that Gemara, this is Rabba. The Rav seems to hold otherwise, but Rabba at least holds. I don't know what happens to the Rav, but that's a whole can of worms all by itself. How does Rav over here, still with Rav over there? Okay, we'll worry about it later on. But a Kapanim, it says in that Gemara that the chiyuv that a ganav has in einsin is midi dahavi yashayel. Nope. So when a shayel borrows something, and it became, and then it was nenas, and now it's gone, and he has to pay for it. When is the shas a chiyuv? When he borrowed it, or when it was nenas? This should ring a bell, maybe. What? Sigmar. Where? Sigmar refers to what? Nksus. I'm a doubt. Hinichlem avi and parashul. Machlekes lemar. One day in the Gemara is Mishas Meshichis Chayev Emsel, and the other day is no Mishas Oinus. We pass the Mishas Oinus. Whereas in Nafkamina, if he died, if he died, the father borrowed a para, then he died, then the children ate it, but the children ate it innocently. They didn't know that it's not the father's. So it's Einus. So it says in the Gemara that one man in the Gemara holds Mishas Meshicha is Chayiv. The father became Chayiv immediately as soon as he was Meshicha. As soon as the Sheila began, he became Chayiv in the incident that happened later. So you gave it from the estate of the father. That's the Rav Shimon, Sibas Achiv is Mishav and Chosim. And we pass, and then no, Mishas Einus, the Chiv doesn't start until the Einus. So by Shabbos, the Gemara for Eshes, the Chiv is not Mishas Mishas Meshicha, the Chiv is Mishas Einus. Even though, what do you mean? Lav midi kovid. Why is it? That doesn't matter. That's right. Why is he lav midi kovid? Shas oynis lav midi kovid. The shul didn't do anything. Then why should? How's the oynis mechayim? The answer l'chayim is that's the nature of a chiv achrayis. But a chiv achrayis, the achrayis of a shul, is that when the oynis happens, he becomes chayim. Even though b'shas oynis, what's he doing wrong? He's not doing anything wrong. It's not like a pshia where he did a maisa mazik. But since he was Makabal Achrayas, so one Madomer is Mishas Mashicha. Achrayas means, the Achrayas of Mishael means, as soon as he was Mashichit, he has to pay for it. It's on condition that it's not bad. But we don't pass him that way. We pass Mishas Oynis that he's Chayiv. That means that the nature of a Chayiv Achrayas is that not that you're Chayiv right away. If he dies, then he's off the hook. Even later on when it's Nenas. The Chayiv first kicks in Mishas Oynis. That's the way Chayiv Achrayas works. Needs a hasbar, but that's the way. That's the Gemara Mefresh. That a shoyl, the chiyav achrayis of a shoyl, even though it's not, is the chiyav achrayis of a shoyl, even though the chora, what do you mean? He lav midi kovid. B'shas oynis, he's not doing anything. Doesn't matter. Since he was makabel achrayis, this is kolano shaloi. The Torah gave was matlan and chiyav achrayis. So kolano shaloi. So he has the chiyav achrayis. If he has the chiyav achrayis, then the chiyav achrayis is chal b'shas oynis. And the Gemara says, at least Rav over there says in Bava Kama, that's the way Shoyl, that's the way Ganav works. That Ganav is midi to have the chiyav of a Ganav and Einsin is midi to have a Yashoyl. And Rashi takes that Gemara very literally, that he smiles, says a whole Hesper, because Kolano Shaloi. Maybe he's a Mokum to learn the Gemara not so literally, it's just giving me a mushul, you can see you be chayiv, even though you're not claiming the chayiv, but you can still be. I don't know, maybe there's other ways to somehow rest that Gemara out of its pashas. But Rashi seems to learn that Gemara. I don't even know how it's even so shy. The Gemara says the Ferish media to have a shayl, and Rashi says, God says that a ganav is called a shayl, so he's mamish like a shayl. So it says in the Gemara, and our Chazkama Bakama says in Rashi, that the chiv of a ganav and oinsin is like a chiv of a shayl. And the chiv of a shayl is shas oinis in his chav. So the Gemara said, that's the shayl of Rashi over here. In Svara, you know when a ganav should be chayiv? When you saw it was worth four zuz. Now it's only worth one zuz. How much do you have to pay? In Svara, one zuz. Because the chiyav is b'shas, since the ganav has a chiyav achrayis, maybe the avi ashoil. So the chiyav achrayis of ashoil is b'shas oinus. B'shas oinus is only worth one zuz. The Rishonim there, Mamad Siddha from Gimel, please go to the Gimel, Mamad Siddha from Gimel, Rishonim, there's the Ramban, another Rishonim, the Sefer Dola Poshut, that ashoil, when he barred, it was worth four zuz, and when it was nenev, it was worth only one zuz, he only has to pay one zuz. Because that can learn Messiah. Because that can learn Sulis. Because we pass him that the Chiv Oinsin kicks in B'shas Oinus. So it's measured by the value of the Chiv, it's B'shas Oinus. So the Gemara says, Mida to have a Shelah, Ganav is the same thing. So Mela, Rashi, Balak to Rashi. Rashi says, in Svara, Ganav should only be Chayiv Onzos. He should be Chayiv like B'shas Oinus. And he says, a Kosov, to tell me that a Ganav is different. Again, you have to know what's exactly the content of the Gzeres HaKosov. Maybe it's the Gzeres HaKosov that the Chiyav Achrayis of a Ganav is different, that it's Mishas Gneva. Or is the Gzeres HaKosov? No, Takas Chiyav is Mishas Oynis, but nonetheless, the Shuma is going to go up. Yesh to follow up about Dover. Look upon him, I think this would be very Gishmach and Mahalach and Rashi. This is the Pshat and Rashi. That's why Rashi thought in Svar that it's Gishas HaMod of Adin. Or at least Gishas HaOynis. Come out of Chit Nafkamina that it's Mahalach. Feel the first Malach and Rashi that I said, and that the Svarz should be Kshas Hamad Abedin. So the Hamad Abedin would mean, since in the Rosh, what does Hamad Abedin mean? Shasa Oynis, or literally when you come to court? The Rosh talks about it. The Rosh writes in the Chalad and Kefil and Dalam Hei. Kefil means literally when you come to court. But Dalam Hei, Shasa Hamad Abedin means B'shas Tficho. It's also Shasa Rosh. A lot of things that, a lot of Shir, there's a lot maybe what to talk about. But in Rashi, it'll come out, I think, in Afkamina between these two Mahalchim, in the Svar, before the Apostle of Karen Kenshi got it. What's Kshas Amad Abedin? We feel the first Mahalchim I told you in Rashi, that the reason why in Svar it should be Kshas Amad Abedin is because if the Chayfetz would be Be'en, it would be only worth one source. So now you're paying the replacement value, Kshas Amad Abedin. Then it's totally a Beistin. When you come to Beistin, now you're paying for the replacement value. The Fidu Mahalchim that I'm saying now, that the reason why in Svar should be Kshas Amad Abedin is because that's the Shas, because the Shas HaOynis, because a Shoyl, it's Midadavi a Shoyl, and a Shoyl is Chayiv Kshas HaOynis, because that's when they're Chayis and Chayivim, then Kshas Amad Abedin won't mean literally Kshas Amad Abedin, it'll mean Shas HaOynis. Which could be, I mean, the Rosh, you see in the Rosh, it doesn't have to mean literally Kshas Amad Abedin. HaKaponim is very, I think, it's Mahalach and Rashi. It's how, if this, so now Yesh Lizbainin. Well, first of all, two things. Number one, Yesh Lizbainin. So this is in Karen. In Karen, the Sora is the Shasa Mode of the Din. Like we're explaining Shasa Ainus. Because the Chilach Rayas kicks in the Shasa Ainus. I need a poster to tell me, no, nonetheless, Karen's Kain Shigana. And what about Kefal Dalabe? What would they be in Sora? The Chorin comes out, if this is the right Mahalach. So Kefil and Dalai Behei in Svara should be Kain Shagona. Because the Chi of Onis kicks in the Shas HaOnis. But the Chi of Kefil of Adis is from the Shas HaGnei. What does Kefil have to do with Onis? You're not paying Kefil because of the Onis. You're only paying Karen because of the Onis. If it wouldn't be an Onis, then you would give it back. Kefil you pay regardless of the Onis. Kefil has nothing to do with the Onis. So the Chi of Kefil has nothing to do with Shas HaOnis. So Kefil and Svara should be Kshas HaMod Vedin. I'm sorry, Kefil and Svarlachar should be Kshas HaGneva. But in Gemara it says it's Kshas HaMod Abedin. Where did that come from? So maybe you can say, oh, it's Gzeres HaKosov. That's also Gzeres HaKosov. They would have to say the Gzeres HaKosov is not a double Gzeres HaKosov. We weren't sure in Rashi how it works. Is the Gzeres HaKosov the Karen Kain Shagonov and Kefil Kshas HaMod Abedin is a Svar? Where they're both Gzeres HaKosovs. How do you have both Gzeres HaKosov there? Where is it saying possible that Karen that Kefil and Dalai are different? We saw that in the Rosh. The Rosh thinks that it's only one possible. It's Meyuta, Rosh holds that Karen's a Svara, so it's Meyuta to tell me, but Kefil Dalai are different. According to Rashi, that Karen, I need a pasuk for Karen. So I don't know Kefil Dalai are different. So before I said, maybe Rashi holds that instead Kefil Dalai are Kshasa Mada Bedin, because the Svara is Kshasa Mada Bedin. What I'm saying now, why is the Svara Kshasa Mada Bedin? The Svara of Kefil Dalai should be Kain Shigana. The opposite of Karen, then I'm both in that. Karen and Svara should be Kshasa Mada Bedin. Because it's totally in the Shasa Ains. Kefil Dalai Behei in Svara should be Kshas HaGneva. And now the poster comes and says, Faker Tevel, the other way around. Karen's Kain Shagona, Kefil Dalai Behei is Kshas HaMod Abedin. The Chorif Dalai need two Pesukim, they only have one. I don't know. So maybe Rashi holds that there is a Mashmois in the poster. Both directions. Karen is Kain Shagona, that's a Chiddush, but it's not a Mashmois in the Torah that only Karen's Kain Shagona, Kefil Dalai Behei are not Kain Shagona. Maybe Rashi had, even though it's not Meyutah for that, but maybe Rashi also somehow there's a Mashmois in the Pasuk in both directions. Or, maybe I'm going to put out there, maybe Rashi holds that Kefil Dalai Behei in Svar also Kshas HaMod Abedin, but for a different reason. There's a different reason why Kefil Dalai Behei might be Kshas HaMod Abedin. The reason that the of Oynis that I'm explaining in Rashi doesn't apply to Kefil Dalai Behei. But there's another reason why Kefil Dalai Behei might be Kshas HaMod Abedin. Anybody know? The Rosh says. It's a knas. Knas is all you buy by the mifter. The chiyuv knas is always really chal only b'shas hamod v'din. So maybe that'll be the eisa for Rashi. In Svar, everything is k'shas hamod v'din, but for different reasons. Kefil dal he is k'shas hamod v'din because it's a knas in Svar. Why should be k'shas hamod v'din? And maybe that's the emes. Maybe it's a Svar. Kefil dal he is k'shas hamod v'din. Keren in Svar should also be k'shas hamod v'din, but for a different reason. It's not a knas, obviously. But Keren should be k'shas hamod v'din because the shas ha'oynis is the shah mechayev midi d'avi ha'shoyl. The chi of shoyl is k'shas hamod v'din, so to speak, k'shas ha'oynis. So Keren in Svar should be the same thing. I need a pasuk to tell me that Keren is Kain Shagon. The question though that we need to address, we're not going to talk about it today, is what does the Rosh do with the Gemara in Sanhedrin? It's a beferish Gemara that the chi of Ganav is Kain Shagon, the chiyuv of a ganav is midi d'havi ha'shoyl. A shoyl is chayiv kishat. The Gemara says the Ferish in and the Gemara says the Ferish in Ksuvus. Today it's in Ksuvus, but that's in the past. That the chiyuv of a shoyl is b'shas ha'imus. So what does the Rosh want? The Rosh says Karen and Svara Vadas Kain Shagana, because Bashasa Oinis Lav Midi Kovid, Avada the Chiv is Chalvid when he was going of it. So in Svara, it's a Svara, Karen and Vadas Kain Shagana. Why should he be telling the Shasa Oinis? The Shasa Oinis Lav Midi Kovid, that's not the Shah Machayevis. That was the Lashon Rosh. Nilsa Dipshiti. Because Bashash Shirosa Lav Midi Kovid. Yeah, we'll say the same thing about a shayl. The shash feel like midi kovet, but it's not true. The oinus is mechayiv him nonetheless. Mishas oinus. What is the Rosh Hashanah? What the Gemara got it? Yeah, it's an easy husband. That's the you have to pick up next time. What to do with that? Can I take a look at the Ramban and Bamatsu that I sent you in the Ma'amar Tenus, also relevant to this issue? Okay.